And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God. And how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you, thank
it's
you,
so
thank
nice
you.
To be back on the radio.
It's good to be back on the radio. It's good to be back and back on the radio.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a little confusing when you come back from there.
You're thinking, you say, which one is my real home, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I saw you posted something, leaving home, going home, or something like that. You're
exactly, right. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back, and I hope you had a good trip. And now we have to start getting ready for Rosh Hashanah as well.
High holidays.
Wow. It's amazing how fast the summer has gone. School starting next week. Anyways, this week's Torah portion is Parshat Re'eh, which means to see.
Yeah.
And Moses says to the people of Israel, see, I place before you today a blessing and a curse. And he goes on to explain where the blessings are going to be said and where the curses are going to be said. He then also goes on to talk about in the portion, the temple should be established in the place that God will choose to dwell, his name there, where the people are going to bring in sacrifice, so on and so forth. He then goes, the Torah portion continues to talk about a tenth of all produce is to be eaten in Jerusalem, as well as a tenth of a person's money should be given to charity. It talks about in Lent the concept of charity. And the Torah portion ends with the laws of the three pilgrimage festivals, Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot, where over there they will see and be seen before God in the Holy Temple.
Yeah, that's Shlosh Tavigalim.
Right, exactly. So, the Torah requires that we feed, one of the laws is, that he talks about also, is that the Torah, God requires us that we feed our animals ahead of ourselves. We wake up, we feed the animal before indulging in our breakfast. Now, this doesn't mean that we must feed our animals with our last piece of bread while we die in starvation, because Torah obviously says human life takes absolute precedence over an animal life.
Pikuach nefesh.
Right. But if we have sufficient funds to feed both, animals should always be fed before our mealtime. So very simple. The Torah is giving a human message to put the needs of dependent creatures before our own. Which is a phenomenal statement. The fact is that, we put ourselves on the side and we make sure that our animals are fed first.
Yeah.
Now, some people might be familiar, some people might not be, but if people are familiar with the Hasidic philosophy, that oftentimes what seems to be a very simple statement in the Torah actually has a deeply spiritual subtext. Now, on a metaphoric level, we each have an inner animal, a base nature that is entirely self-absorbed, and our task in life is to subdue our animal nature, and how do we do that? By reining in our impulses, or by making our animal inside of us more soulful. Now, this task is the reason, if you think about it, for our soul's descent from the heavenly place, the heavenly abode, where it resided before we were born. Because the soul was perfectly content to serve God in its spiritual realm. It had everything spiritually, it trembled in awe, it had everything that it needed with God there. It didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
But it was given this mission to descend from heaven and enter the human body. And its purpose is not merely to continue to serve God on its own. Though this really remains the soul's greatest joy, but to teach the body and train our base animal nature to serve God. Because our soul, if we think about it, would like nothing more than to seclude itself all day in prayer and in meditation. But the soul did not come here to improve itself. It can perfect itself much more freely in the spiritual realm for where it came. When he was up there, everything was easy, everything was good. He could have perfected himself there. So he's not coming down here to perfect himself. it's descended, he came down here to this material world to refine our animalistic urges, to transform and self-absorb being into a selfless one, to become one with our animal body. And it has to teach the animal the value of doing mitzvot and learning Torah. This is the sole purpose of the soul. And that's what comes first. Now, there's no question that this is a very difficult challenge for the soul. You know, obviously the soul wants to go to much higher levels of inspiration, of godliness. And instead, he's made to spend 8-10 decades working with a stubborn, lazy, and ignorant animal. In other words, us. But in return for doing all this work, the soul reaches a level it could have never have achieved on its own. Where before the birth, the soul indulged itself with spiritual concepts and spiritual things between God. The soul is now devoted to a cause greater than itself. It's no longer about the soul. You know, and after 120 years, when the soul returns to its heavenly home, it will climb a lot farther than it was before. So by training the body to serve God, the soul, if you think about it really, carved out a little piece of the material world for God, creating it an abode for God in this world. And what's the purpose of this? This was God's original intention in creation, to be able to make this place a dwelling place for God. And the soul was given the opportunity to play a role in this cosmic purpose. So the soul descended to teach a selfish animal, because an animal, if you think about it, cow, for example,
yeah,
everything's for itself. He eats for itself. Everything's for him. Don't care about anything else. So the soul comes down to teach our animal in us to become selfless. And in the process, learn the lesson. Because sacred holiness, as its spiritual way before it came down in this world, it was in, you know, sort of a subtle sense, a selfish pursuit. It was all about the soul. Everything was what the soul wanted. The soul now reaps the benefit of its effort and learns the lesson that is taught by teaching the animal, which is us, that in the end we are doubly rewarded when we put others first. So going back to that concept, when we serve, yes, it's very nice, we give our animals first, it's great, you know, it's humid, it's humane, it's everything. Sounds everything beautiful. Metaphorically, it's all beautiful. But if you take that to a deeper level, we say we have that animal in us. Now, first, the soul is all spiritual. It doesn't want to come down here. It doesn't care about the physical body. What is it going to do? It's going to say, you know what? I need to feed my animal first. I need to make sure that the animal that is in this person's body is going to be taken care of. I, as the soul, cannot do it when I'm up there. I have to come down here. Therefore, I'll put myself aside. I'll put my breakfast time an hour later, and I will make sure to serve my dog first. I will make sure to serve my animal instincts first with trying to train it and to teach it how to respect God, how to make Hashem the way that we want him in this world. And by doing that, not only do we elevate ourselves and our animalistic desires to something more holy, spiritual, we're elevating our soul to a much higher level. Because the soul cannot reach that level without our body.
Yeah.
So people think, oh, who cares about the body? We just need to have a soul and only do things that the soul wants. That's not the purpose of the soul. The neshama could have done that up there. He doesn't need to come down here in this world. The fact that he comes down, he's teaching us that we have the ability to transform anything and make that a spiritual abode. And sometimes in life, let's serve our friends, our family, our human, sometimes put ourselves second. help someone else before we help ourselves. And I think that is one of the most important lessons that we can learn in life. And that's what exactly he talks about in this week's Torah portion.
Very interesting.
Absolutely. You know, and especially now, the month before Rosh Hashanah, which is the month of Elul, which starts on Shabbos this Saturday, gives us a full month to prepare ourselves. You know, it's brought down that God, normally when you want to go and see a king, you go into his palace, and if you're lucky, you might see him. Once you've gone through all the guards and so on and so forth. Same thing is with God. Throughout the year, people think, oh, you know, so I get to God and I pray, he's up in heaven, this and that. The month of Elul, starting this Saturday, is different. Because it's brought down in Kabbalah and Hasidus, so on and so forth, that God comes down metaphorically into the field. He is right here. He gives
inspection,
us the ability.
Inspection.
Come and ask whatever you want. I am here ready to listen to you. And if we do that, we will connect to God even for next year on a higher basis. You know, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to try and talk about more about Rosh Hashanah and how we prepare ourselves so that when the time comes to Rosh Hashanah, we will be all prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yep. So
Rabbi, services.
Services Friday evening is at 6:30. Shabbat morning is at 9:30. And we have minions Sunday morning at 8:15. And Monday and Thursday at the Parashat, the community minions. So we've been doing amazing. We've been getting 15, 16, 17 people on a morning. It's a great day. It's a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
So it's good to have you back, Ilan. I'm happy that we're back on the radio, and I look forward to talking next week.
Same here. Thank you, and I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.